Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner, and it is Wednesday, which means we've got to take a look and see what's going on in the city paper. Baynard Woods is on the line. Baynard, how are you, man?
I'm doing great. How about you, Mark?
I'm okay. I'm all right. So what's happening exciting on your end of the world?
Well, so I did the cover story this week, and I'm really excited about it. It's one of the longest stories we've been able to do, a sort of New Yorker story on a city paper deadline and budget. And it's a profile of Kayum Karzai, who owns the four restaurants here, the Helmand, most recently Pen and Quill, Tapas Teatro, and also B Bistro, and was a candidate for the president of Afghanistan to succeed his brother. And so it turned out to be this really amazing profile that goes through his life as it's torn between Afghanistan and here. And so that, like, right when he's opening Tapas Teatro in 2001, shortly after that, the 9/11 happens.
Right.
He was back and forth negotiating with the exiled king of Afghanistan. At that point, he's running for president as they open Pen and Quill. So these really weave in and out. And as I was mostly done with the reporting, I was flipping through the New York Times book review and see that a new book by Sarah Chase, who used to run his nonprofit organization, just came out, in which she claims that he's really the immanence grise behind the entire Karzai family, behind his brother, and that they really didn't have a disagreement in the election. And in fact, that the purpose of the family is sort of as a crime family. So it really stopped me in my tracks. I had to talk to her in Nigeria, where she was currently working, had to meet repeatedly with Kayum again to address the allegations. And he was tremendously forthcoming, gave me all of the communications between him and Chase towards the end as things were unraveling. And it presented a really interesting picture that, and I don't know who's right on that. I mean, I find Kayum a spectacular guy, but there was no way to prove or disprove these secret engagements. But the picture from their emails was really sort of a snapshot of Afghanistan during the years of his brother's reign. So Chase was accusing him of incompetent bookkeeping and disorganization, and he was accusing her of a real colonial mindset and mentality. And so it really turned out to be a much deeper profile than I had initially gone in.
Interesting.
Thinking and really turned into a fascinating story.
Yeah, and I guess full disclosure, since I'm talking with you on the air, that I've known Kayum Karzai and Pat for a long, long time, and was on their board for their organization for democracy in Afghanistan. So I've known him, and I would just editorially kind of lean towards Kayum's stories about what he tried to do there. There were many people who tried to tie him to kind of all kinds of legalities, and no one could ever do it because I don't think there's – I personally don't think there's a there. But I can't wait to read this story and see what's – I'm really looking forward to this. This is going to be a really interesting piece. Maybe we'll talk about it some more once we read about it. And you've got
– it profiles the rest of, you know, Helmand, his son, and, you know, his daughter, Ariana. And so
Ariana,
it's a whole
big
family picture. So it's a really nice. And I did that story because we have this week our annual dining guide is in the paper. I think this is the best one we've ever done. It looks really great. We reimagined the whole layout and the way that it's designed. There are little mini interviews with chefs in each neighborhood talking about
awesome.
About the five their five favorite dishes at restaurants that aren't their own. And Anna Walsh, our Eats and Drinks editor, just did a spectacular job putting that together. And so it's in the paper. It's a glossy magazine that you can keep all year and you know, get the scoop on the dining scene.
And you also have this interview that we're actually going to put one on the air for ourselves tomorrow. But we did, I did the other day with Paul Rucker on his incredible exhibit Rewind. That's a Creative Alliance, which is an amazing. He's such an amazing artist and thinker.
He is unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is one of the most ambitious and important shows. I think probably the most ambitious and important show to go up this year. And Brendan Soderbergh did a great job at sort of tackling the sheer scope. I mean, it's really, as you know, it's really hard to write about because there's just so much. How do you get it under wraps? How do you deal? And it's all very difficult and addresses extremely difficult parts of American history, the American psyche, and race as it pertains to those. And you know, to see the number of bullet shots in those pieces.
Yes.
You know, to see the 41 bullet holes, or even just the one, but to, it, it takes it away from being an abstraction and just an amazing piece.
And I do encourage people to see it. I also encourage people to pick up the city paper this week and pop it out and yeah. take a look at that. And there's an interview with Dawn Ursula from Ruin, which closes this weekend coming up, which is one of the most incredible places to hit Baltimore in a long time. Lynn Ottage is ruined. And you can join us actually this Saturday at 5 p.m. at Everyman Theater as we have a conversation built out of that play. Bernard Woods, thank you so much, brother. Always good to talk to you.
Great to talk to you, too. Talk with you soon, Mark.
Senior editor of Baltimore City Paper. It's out now. Pop it out. Sounds like an incredible issue. Plus, you can figure out where you want to eat. And we want you, some of you to join us for our focus group. Donate 2 hours of your time to help us make our series Sound Bites even better on March the 19th from 7 to 9 p.m. Come in and have a great dinner and meet our staff and talk about help us make this program better. More information by contacting Valerie Williams at Valerie, V-A-L-E-R-I-E. At steinershow.org. And the Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Mark Gunnery and Stephanie Mavronis. Our engineer is Andre Melton. Our engineering intern is Anthony Nichols. Our intern and Dan History Research producer is Sienna Greaves. Our theme music is by Walt Matthews of Clean Cut. And what you're hearing under me is Build Me Up Buttercup by yeah. the Foundations. Eric Allendale of the Buttercups, born this day in 1936. To podcast the Steiner Show and share it with your friends, visit us on the web at steinershow.org.
There you go.
Or listen to us via your favorite podcasting app. And for your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM, I'm Mark Steiner. Join Leah Gilmore and Mark Steiner for our book club.
Yeah, join us.
And take care.
Bye-bye. You never thought, baby, when you say you will. But I love you still. I need you.